From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. This Sunday, Nigerian Afrobeat artist Femi Kuti will be performing in Miami. Now, Femi is the son of legendary Afrobeat pioneer Fela Kuti. Ariana Prothero reports, like his father, Kuti uses his music to protest against his country's government.
One, two, three!
Femi Kuti sings, he plays saxophone, trumpet, and organ. He spends 6 hours a day practicing music, and he calls his instruments weapons.
If there was no music, there would be more violence. And if I wasn't playing music, I know I could possibly be fighting a war, or I would be very aggressive. I would not know how to express the satisfaction when I see corruption at this magnitude.
Femi says he's frustrated with all the poverty in Nigeria, even though it's one of the top oil-producing countries in the world. Femi uses music to protest the Nigerian government, a legacy he inherited from his father. Fela Kuti, who died in the 90s, did not want his son following the rules.
But my father wanted me to be a bad boy. So the more bad things I did, he was delighted. You did that? That's good. The police chased you today? Oh, lovely.
Growing up in Lagos, Femi and his friends listened to a lot of American music, like Michael Jackson and The Temptations. But it was his father's music that they could relate to. Fela Kuti sang about poverty and government corruption, and that didn't sit well with the Nigerian leadership.
And I saw him beaten so many times, and I saw him stand, and this was too shocking for me because I was so young, and I could not find where he was, how he could be so courageous. When you hear the soldiers coming, your heart just starts pounding, and you just start shaking like a leaf, and my father would just stand.
Femi is continuing what his father started.
To continue their crooked ways, oh yes!
Protesting corruption in Nigeria, but also beyond Nigeria. He says his next album, coming out in April, is his most political yet.
Because it's more global. When I talk about no employment, when you feel the pain in Greece, Portugal, Spain, France, America, I think it's my duty to make people understand, not just saying Africa, Africa, Africa this time. If I'm honest, I don't see it getting better in my time. But then I'll ask myself, what is my contribution into making it better? Now, would I incite people to go to war? No. What will I do? I'll keep on playing good music. I'll keep on complaining with my music.
All in the name of peace, we find a guilt to find justice.
Femi says that if conditions in Nigeria and Africa do get better during his lifetime, he'll sing about the past so people don't forget. Femi Kuti and his band, The Positive Force, perform this Sunday at Grand Central in downtown Miami. A Broadway musical about his father, Fela Kuti, is coming to the Adrian Arsh Center in March. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.